This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry dismisses rumor of suspected case of Ebola virus in Jamaica. Government commits to securing economic growth and employment and all animals to be tagged under National Animal Identification and Traceability System. Details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is dispelling rumors of a suspected case of the deadly Ebola virus on the island.
I want to categorically state that at this time, we have no suspected case of Ebola in the country. We are not investigating a suspected case.
Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, he was speaking at a press conference Friday, refuting claims that a patient with Ebola was admitted to the University Hospital of the West Indies Thursday after returning to the island. Dr. Harvey pointed out that the patient has not traveled to any Ebola-affected country. He adds that the 65-year-old senior physician who returned from Trinidad had no possibility of contact with anyone infected with Ebola. Dr. Harvey says the rumors may have stemmed from a planning meeting and training session for medical officers at the University Hospital Thursday regarding the Ebola virus. In the meantime, the acting permanent secretary in the Ministry of Health says Jamaica has a surveillance system in place to identify and isolate persons suspected of being infected with Ebola should the need arise. Dr. Kevin Harvey says aside from a specially built isolation facility in Kingston, all the major hospitals in the island have identified isolation spaces. Sensitization briefings have also been undertaken for all senior members of the island's medical teams. In addition, Jamaica has been participating in discussions and joint meetings with other CARICOM countries and partners such as the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO. The Ministry of Health will be heightening its sensitization program to inform Jamaicans about Ebola. The acting permanent secretary is, however, reminding Jamaicans to avoid non-essential travel to countries where the virus has been confirmed. These include Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Senegal, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ebola is a rare and deadly disease caused by infection with one of the Ebola viruses. It is spread by direct contact with a sick person's blood or bodily fluids and may also spread by contact with contaminated objects or infected animals. There is no vaccine or specific treatment for Ebola. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says the government will continue to focus on securing growth in the economy at higher levels and employment for Jamaicans. He says although in excess of 30,000 jobs were added to the economy in the past year, emphasis will be placed on adding more jobs, especially in more sectors.
In the corporate area in St. Catherine, we haven't had that drive being experienced yet because those jobs have come mainly in tourism and some ICT operations, but mainly out in the country in agriculture, which is also rural.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in the context of Jamaica passing the fifth test under the Extended Fund Facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. He says the successful implementation of the program has opened up several investment opportunities for Jamaica. And the Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Durvan Spence, says all animals, including pigs, sheep, and goats, will be tagged under the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. Implementation of the system was announced by the late Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Roger Clark, during his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament earlier this year. Mr. Spence says while much attention has been placed on the tagging of cattle as part of efforts to combat prey larceny, all animals will eventually be included in the system.
Even though the National Animal Tagging System is expected to have a spin-off in terms of aiding the anti-prey larceny efforts, this system is primarily geared at addressing animal health issues and traceability, and it's to facilitate the level of exports that we are anticipating.
Mr. Spence was addressing pig farmers and other stakeholders at the 12th Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Pig Farmers Association in Mandeville on Thursday. That was the JIS News. I am Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.